thousands of protesters thronged up a narrow pedestrian street in central Istanbul chanting YPG, the name of the Syrian Kurdish militia defending Kobani from falling into the hands of ISIS. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group because of its links to the guerrilla PKK, the Kurdish militia that has been fighting a decades-long battle for Kurdish rights in Turkey. It's largely because of this internal struggle between Ankara and the PKK that Turkey has resisted supporting Kurdish forces within Syria and from nearby Iraq in the fight against ISIS. Umar Ayan, a columnist for the pro-PKK newspaper Özgür Gündün, says the alliance between the Peshmerga forces from Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region and the YPG marks a new chapter for international cooperation among the region's Kurds.
Now the fact that the Peshmerga are going there means a form of solidarity among the Kurdish people. It has to be seen that way. The whole world welcomes this.
Hundreds of riot police stood by in what were often tense scenes, but despite banners and slogans from the outlawed PKK and YPG, which Turkey considers terrorist groups, security forces did not intervene. A 19-year-old Turkish sociology student, who said he didn't want to give his real name for fear of arrest, says Turkey has been too accommodating to Islamic State fighters who operate right on its border.
We should support the revolution forces against the jihadists, against Bashar al-Assad, and against imperialist forces.
Similar scenes played out in other large cities in Turkey, with tens of thousands marching in the predominantly Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. No major incidents of violence were reported, despite tough rhetoric from Ankara equating the PKK and ISIS as both violent terrorists. Analysts say Turkey doesn't want to let an 18-month ceasefire with the PKK unravel. Özgür Unluhizarcıkla is an Ankara-based analyst with the German Marshall Fund think tank. He says while both camps see a permanent peace settlement as elusive, neither wants to go back to fighting.
Both sides are very careful not to take this to a wide-scale conflict. On the other hand, if you ask me if the peace process will get us anywhere, I don't see the positions of the PKK and the Turkish government reconcilable.
Meanwhile, news cameras on Turkey's border continue to capture the daily sights and sounds of the battle for Kobani. About 200,000 people have fled to Turkey and are being housed in refugee camps and private residences. Another 2,000 remain in the city under siege. As the battle continues to rage on Turkey's doorstep, the city remains a symbol of international resolve against Islamic State, as well as a rallying call for the Kurdish people across the region and beyond. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Istanbul.